You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Okay, well, let's look at this. Pat Tillman. Tell a little bit about him, because I believe he was a hero. Now, if you know what I mean.
Oh, he certainly was.
In
he
one sort of way.
$1 million a year.
He was a patriotic young man. So a lot of people don't even know who he was. Let's start from the beginning. Tell about his NFL career and what happened to him. Just let's go from A to Z here.
String, what was it, tight end. And he was making $3.5 million a year, and he had another 3 or 4 years left, and so he's turning down, I don't know, what's 3 or 4 times, $3.5 million. That's a lot of money to turn down for anybody, and even if you don't worship money like most Americans, that's a lot of money to turn down. And his brother was getting in. They were mad about 9/11, and he said, let's go over there and kick some butt, and he thought he was going to go to Afghanistan. They sent him to Iraq. That happened right along with the invasion, and he wrote back letters saying this war is so bleeping illegal. He started telling his unit this. He got sent to Afghanistan after a year in Iraq. He gets over to Afghanistan. He sees them cultivating poppies. He sees the poppy crop exploding. He criticized that. He didn't like the fact that they never really went after the Taliban, and that gets into a whole other subject of how 2 months into the invasion, they fly out all the al-Qaeda Taliban leaders to Pakistan, and they airlift to Kabul. The U.S. Air Force does. That's New Yorker Magazine, Times of London. And so he's seeing all this type of stuff, and so he starts speaking out. His brother really starts publicly speaking out. He contacts anti-war leaders, which I believe was his mistake, because I believe Noam Chomsky's controlled, and passed on the relevant info. He said in a letter, when I get back, I want to go on tour. I'll pay for it all. I just want to use, you know, multimillionaire. I want to go around everywhere and tell everybody this, you know, what's really happened here. The Pentagon had literally, admittedly, gotten hundreds of thousands of recruits. They were using him in TV ads. I mean, he was the royal flush of recruiting. He was the creme de la creme. You can't ask better than a top NFL star joining the military. I mean, that's the stuff of World War II when, you know, top pitchers were joining the Air Force and the Army. Exactly. Mm-hmm. The problem was this was a moral person, and he was also somewhat intellectual. And as soon as he got over there, I mean, look, I was almost sucked in. I knew 9/11 was an inside job that day, but I still wanted to go after somebody. I mean, it's primitive. Side issue. The point is that in major polls, it's now over 80%. It was 70% a year ago. Now it's over 80% say it's a fraud because they go over and they see the reality. They're not hearing the propaganda. They are seeing what it is. They are, you know, they know it's a fraud. So Pat Tillman starts. He's about to get out. Pat Tillman is criticizing. They want him to come back and propagandize. He first says no to that. Then they send him to Afghanistan. Then he wants to come back, and he's saying he's going to speak out against it. He's shooting his mouth off. And what we know is that they claimed that they shot him at 300 meters or 980-something feet. Then it turned out that his body had been shot full of holes. They claimed that he'd been charging up a hill, leading an assault on an al-Qaeda stronghold, and they even said could have been bin Laden. I remember at first he was charging, and then it was, well, bin Laden wasn't there. It was top al-Qaeda. Then it was, well, al-Qaeda wasn't there. It was top Taliban. And then, well, Taliban wasn't there. They thought they were getting shot at. We're not sure who was shooting at him. Then it was, well, it was 100 meters. Well, it was 200 yards. And then about 9 months ago, it was in the San Francisco Chronicle, a Army colonel, and his name's out there, you can go pull it up. We've written several articles at PrisonPlanet.com, all the names are there. This Army colonel says, we believed it was homicide and called for it to be investigated as a fragging, and we were told, stand down, and then special investigators came in and took over from us. Now, AP reported 2 weeks ago, they've gotten the blacked out, two different Army Criminal Investigation Division colonels, because it's always high-level people, Army coroners, looked at his body. Most of it's blacked out, but it fits with the reports we got from people in the unit and his brother, who was who I talked to. He was shot up head to toe. And so this is how much we do know happened. At less than 10 yards away, well, at first they were about 50 yards away, and someone, the unit first wasn't even sure who, shot him, but it went into the body armor, but it still fractured and went through, but he was badly injured. He fell down behind rocks, pushed two of his men down and said, stay down, started screaming and cussing, you idiots, I'm Pat Tillman, you idiots. He stands up, they shoot him again. This time in the shoulders and arms, because the rest is going into heavy body armor. He falls down again in his ballistics plate because most guys get tired and don't want to carry it. He was an NFL guy. He would wear full armor, full ballistics plate. Weighs like 20 pounds on his chest. So that was saving him. He sticks his hand up and says stop, but they shoot his hand. They're coming up on him. And from less than 10 yards, they triple tapped with a three burst at less than 3 inches, which is impossible, from the yardage. I mean, precision firing directly into his forehead. And everybody was told to shut up. They stripped his body. They buried his uniform. They stole his diary. And then they formulated the fake story. He'd been just filled head to toe with bullets.
Mm.
And then they told everybody to shut up, and they put out the story that he was fighting bin Laden and died valiantly. And now the family is starting to go public. We told people 8-9 months ago that we talked to the, we talked to Kevin Tillman, but he wasn't ready to go on air with this. We said, hey, there's this colonel in the San Francisco Chronicle. Hey, we've heard it's a murder. And he said, yeah, we know it is, but we're waiting while we get more, evidence and more documents before we go public, because we're afraid they're going to clamp down on the investigation. And so they were pretty smart about it. And now they're saying they believe he was murdered. Now, then the White House comes in, and Rumsfeld comes in, and Rumsfeld claims even weeks into the investigation he wasn't involved. That's pure baloney. And as they've said even on MSNBC, something like this would go all the way to the top within minutes of Pat Tillman being killed, and it did. And now the three-star general has been demoted one star, so they're doing him as a sacrificial lamb, admitting that he ordered the cover-up. But with normal chain of command, he wouldn't have ordered that within 24 hours of this happening without the Secretary of Defense ordering that. And then Rumsfeld testified a week ago that he never even knew months in. He just wasn't involved in it because he doesn't get involved in the chain of command. A bald-faced, manifest lie. So with the cover-up from the hires up, all the evidence points towards they ordered his murder. Well, it's like 2 years ago, before they kicked her out again in Congress, Cynthia McKinney brings up to Rumsfeld, hey, DynCorp and Halliburton are running child kidnapping rings. Here's the news article. And you haven't even stopped them getting contracts. And Rumsfeld said, yeah, we're not supposed to. He says, we put them in the penalty box. She goes, we haven't even done that. And he goes, well, whatever. And she goes, well, trillions are missing from the Pentagon. He goes, yeah, none of your business. I mean, it's just, yeah, we lie and cover stuff up, and